Tammy Baldwin has concerns the Bush administration and other Republicans may lack political will. The 2nd District representative says executives at Enron, WorldCom, and other companies who misstated profits should be prosecuted, just like those at the Arthur Andersen accounting firm.
That moved ahead, but why we haven't seen that similar type of prosecution of the CEOs and CFOs who cooked the books that they then turned over to the accountants. I mean, that's where the trouble started. And I think there's absolutely every reason to expect that they should be held accountable. There are laws in place against fraud. We ought to use them.
A former federal prosecutor and state attorney general candidate says Wisconsin judges handed down some of the nation's toughest sentences in white-collar crime cases. Peg Lautenschlager says the new federal law provides the means for a similar crackdown if properly enforced.
I think it's time for us to recognize in this society that not all crimes are committed with guns. Many of the crimes which are inflicted upon members of the American public and those here in Wisconsin involve greed and abuse.
Korean War vet Lloyd Ochala of Monona says he lost a third of his state pension when exaggerated corporate earnings were revealed.
Are they going to go back and get that money back for me or not? I mean, these guys with all their big houses they bought, because real estate you can't touch, I guess. I mean, they're safe, but me, I'm holding the bag.
Representative Baldwin says many thought investor safeguards and corporate penalties included in the new federal law were already in place. She supports what she calls a common sense bill, but Baldwin criticized President Bush for not extending equal protection to all whistleblowers reporting fraud. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.